And you know, if people were going to our website at praiseindy.com and clicking mm-hmm. on Black Planet Radio, see, they could have heard this discussion all around the country and all around the world. And that's what Black Planet Radio is all about. Dan Shelley is one of the major domos or info geeks behind Black Planet Radio, and he joins me live. Dan, how you doing?
I'm good, Amos. How are you? And may I just say, I am thrilled and honored beyond belief to be on the radio with the world-famous Amos Brown.
You know, that and $5 get you Starbucks coffee in Lower Manhattan. What is Black Planet Radio?
Black Planet Radio is an online and mobile device streaming platform on which your listeners, as you just pointed out, can listen to your radio program anywhere around the world. Mm. All they have to do is go to your website.
Praiseindy.com.
Click on the button that says Listen Live on Black Planet Radio, and the stream on their computer begins immediately. You can also go to blackplanetradio.com and download the app for your smartphone.
Okay.
So that's like
Android or the iPhone thing.
That's correct.
But then there's another thing that you got, and you don't have to go to iTunes. You don't have to try to find all the songs that you recorded on the CDs, and you don't know where the CDs are because you lost them or your kid grabbed them and they're playing it on the CD player. You've got playlists of songs of music genres, anywhere from the blues to gospel to all different types of R&B and soul that you can listen to.
That's right. Any genre of music that you're interested in, all you got to do is go to the playlist section of Black Planet Radio, and it's available through praiseindy.com by clicking on that Listen Live on Black Planet Radio button. You go to the playlist section on Black Planet Radio, and you can pick whatever genre of music you want and build your own playlist. It's like when you used to make a mixtape for for your sweetheart.
Right.
Or your significant other, you don't need to make a mixtape anymore. You can create your own playlist on Black Planet Radio, anything from Miles Davis to gospel to whatever genre you like. And you can send it and share it with all your friends.
You know, I was trying to experiment with that, and I noticed in Black Planet Radio, I could create Amos's playlist and send it all around the world. And the president, maybe at the White House, could listen, and he could hear what the kind of music I like.
And I bet if the president knew that you, Amos, had built this playlist and sent it to him, I bet he would listen to it.
Yeah, you're a real optimist.
There's no doubt in my mind he would listen to that.
Some people listening will say, wait a minute, we thought radio was something that you listen to in your car, you listen to at home, you listen to on the little portable thing that you have on your headphones. Why are companies putting radio on the internet?
Well, it's about, I've been in this business a long time, as I know you have. And I started out as an overnight disc jockey back when you used to play records on radio stations many, many years ago, too many that I'm not going to tell you how long ago it was. And back in those days, you were right. Those were the only places you could listen to music on the radio. But now the consumer has all the power.
Right.
The consumer has the computer. The consumer has the iPhone or the Android phone or the iPad or you name it. And the consumer wants to consume that music in a way that fits his or her lifestyle, his or her schedule, his or her time frame, time period. And we've got to have, we as a radio company at praiseindy.com, we've got to have our signal, our programming available to people everywhere we can put it so that they can access it when they want to, how they want to, and in the manner of their choosing.
Well, you know, and we're with Dan Shelley with Black Planet Radio, and people may not realize when they go to our website, which is now redesigned at praiseindy.com, or they go to the websites of our sister stations like TLCNaptown.com or IndieHipHop.com, which is with our sister station, Hot 96.3, and you look at the very top. There's a black bar at the top of our websites, and I even think you can access it if you're on the mobile app, that has not only a link to TV One, where you can find out when all the good shows are, you can find out when, you know, all the hot shows are on TV One, but there's a link to find jobs, employment. If you're looking for employment, just click on something that says jobs and it goes to job. I just discovered something that's got black doctor. Dan, how many times people say, where can we get medical information from a black person? We got a website now, black doctor?
Yes, goodness. We do. We are everywhere, man. We're getting into all these different new areas of content delivery online and on mobile devices so that we can be the number one destination for folks around the country who are looking for this information specific to their culture, specific to their lifestyle, specific to them.
And it's all free so that when the big newspaper here starts charging people to go on their website, and we hear that's coming this summer, people don't have to pay for that. They can just come to praiseindy.com. If you click on News One, you're going to get the news all around the world, working with News One and the folks with the Griot. You click on Elevate, you can find news that will uplift your spirit. Hello, beautiful ladies. Because you got to be beautiful. Hello, beautiful. Just for the ladies that are out there, there's Giant Life, clicking in Giant Mag. We got it all.
We do.
For free.
We do.
No price increase, nothing.
No.
Now, you can't beat that with a stick.
I wouldn't want to.
But this is all part of where media is going today. It's not just over the air, whether it's television or radio. It's also interactive, which is your home computer, your laptop, your iPad, and all the stuff on your phone.
You name the device, and someday we're going to have Amos. We're going to have Amos in the afternoons everywhere.
Has anybody in our cities, because this does concern me, because there still is a digital divide in communities of color, in African-American communities, and it kind of skews older and maybe to a limited degree to the lowest of incomes. Has anybody in our cities thought of, like, doing seminars to try to get those that aren't internet ready understand what this is, how to work it? Maybe working with our library?
While there is a digital divide, it is shrinking mm-hmm. all the time as more and more people get into the information superhighway, as it used to be called.
Right.
And among people of color, mobile devices, smartphones in particular, are widely used, much more widely used than computers, PCs, or laptops. And so if we're not reaching that audience on a computer, desktop or laptop, chances are we're reaching many of them, if not most of them, on their smartphone or their tablet.
And a lot of those phones you get for free as the carriers, hey, we want to hook you up for 2 years. We'll give you the phone for free.
That's right.
Because that's how we hook you up.
Exactly.
All right. So, just to listen to me, in case you've gone to the website and you got a little confused, you saw Listen Live Black Planet Radio, say, wait a minute, I'm listening to AM 1310, The Light WTLC Radio. It's the same thing. You click on Black Planet Radio and you can listen to me. It'll also, you'll be able to pull up some of our other stations from across the country. So if you're into talk radio and you want to listen to Joe Madison in Washington, you can do that. If you want to listen to Lincoln Ware in Cincinnati, you can find out what's going on in the Natty. If you want to listen to our stations all across the country, that allows you to do that, which of course means that people will be calling me and say, well, Lincoln's doing this and Joe's doing this. How come you're not doing this? Or Mildred Gaddis, who is Miss Detroit. Up in the Motor City, it allows you not only to hear what's going on in Indianapolis, but hear what's going on in African-American communities all across the country.
You got it. That's exactly right. And while we hope your listeners choose to listen to you, they have those other options. And it's all about providing people with options, right?
That's it. And, of course, this is the program where somebody found out that you heard about this. That somebody found out that the Secretary of State of our state was going to be on the air. And one of the most notorious birthers in the country that just hates the president called in cold. We put that on the website. I think that thing had more clicks than the law allowed. Now, I didn't get a click bonus for that.
See what I can do about that.
I mean, we had several hundred clicks. I hear that's good.
You should get a click bonus for that.
I ought to get, a little certificate from somebody.
I'm going to call your general manager and tell him to give you a click bonus.
That sounds like the regular bonuses I get around here. Dan Shelley with Black Planet Radio, and you can listen not only to our show. That's how you listen to it. Just click on Black Planet Radio at praiseindy.com. But you can make your own playlist to reflect your mood. No matter where you are, from your smartphone, from your computer, from your iPad, from your Android pad, from whatever device you have. Dan Shelley, thanks very much for being with us. We'll